Good morning. It is Friday, August 14, 2026, and we are back with a bonus edition of the Validation Clarity Radar. I am Nova, and today we are asking a deceptively simple question. When agents accelerate every stage of software delivery, what evidence should make us comfortable saying, yes, ship it?
I am Kai, and I like that wording because speed is no longer the scarce resource. We can generate code, flags, dependency reports, and deployment recommendations quickly. The scarce resource is justified confidence, knowing which claim was checked, by what mechanism, against which data, and with what blind spots.
We have three fresh signals. GitHub is bringing specialist agents into the pull request. An engineering leader is proposing 5 patterns for validating probabilistic AI. And Google's Go team says language choice should increasingly optimize for reviewing and verifying generated code, not merely writing it.
3 different layers, then. Workflow coordination, probabilistic system validation, and deterministic toolchains. Let us see whether they form a safety system or just a very polished stack of assistants.
Story 1 landed today, August 14, on the GitHub blog. How to bring your software delivery workflow into GitHub with agent apps. GitHub walks through Amplitude, Endor Labs, LaunchDarkly, and PagerDuty agents participating directly in an issue and pull request.
The mechanism matters more than the marketplace headline. These are not 4 copies of 1 coding agent. Each app exposes a specialist system through GitHub's agent harness, so product analytics, dependency risk, rollout control, and operational risk can enter the same work thread.
The example starts before coding. A team thinks an invitation step hurts onboarding. The Amplitude agent reports that completing the step correlates with retention for team users, but not solo users. So the proposed change narrows to the solo segment. That is a subtle but important shift in product discovery.
That is useful evidence, but correlation is not causation. The agent can make the product question visible before code exists. It cannot prove the optional step causes retention. A responsible output needs the query, cohort definition, time window, and uncertainty, not only the recommendation.
Then Copilot opens a draft pull request, and the Endor Labs agent checks change dependencies for known vulnerabilities and package risk. GitHub frames that as proactive review, instead of waiting for a later CI failure.
Again, scope the claim. No known dependency problem was found is not the change is secure. It says a specific scanner using a specific knowledge base and reachability model found no issue in the dependencies it could evaluate. The same bounded claim logic applies when the LaunchDarkly agent creates a Boolean flag, targets solo intent signups, and proposes a rollout from internal users to 5%, then 25%, then 100%. Required approvals remain human gates.
That is the strongest validation pattern in the walkthrough, because the action is reversible and staged. But those percentages are only a schedule. Each transition still needs an observable success criterion, a stop condition, and a trustworthy mapping from the pull request to production behavior. The sequence becomes an experiment rather than a calendar. Exposure and blast radius change at each stage, so the evidence thresholds can change too. Finally, PagerDuty checks active incidents, 90 days of incident history, and whether files in the pull request resemble areas involved in past incidents. It recommends proceeding because current risk appears low.
I disagree with treating that recommendation as a ship signal by itself. It is an operational prior, not validation of the new behavior. A quiet service and unrelated historical files reduce one class of risk. They do not establish that the new segmentation logic is correct.
Fair pushback. Yet the integration changes what is possible. If every specialist response is attached to the pull request with provenance, the safety decision can combine product evidence, software supply chain evidence, rollout controls, and current production health. Kai, the hard part is conflict. Product data may favor shipping, while dependency or service health evidence says wait. A shared thread exposes that tension, but policy must resolve it.
Yes, provided the system records more than prose, I want query timestamps, source identifiers, policy versions, approval state, scanner coverage, feature flag configuration, and the exact incident window. Otherwise, the pull request becomes a convenient conversation, not an auditable evidence package.
Within a year, agent platforms will compete less on the number of integrations and more on evidence contracts. The winning integration will not merely answer, "Look safe." It will return a typed claim, provenance, freshness, limits, and a machine-checkable condition for what happens next. The platform advantage is not a busier pull request. It is making conflicting claims comparable, so product enthusiasm cannot silently outrank degraded service health or unresolved dependency risk.
That requires an explicit decision policy. Teams need priorities, escalation rules, and a record of who accepted residual risk. Otherwise, the most fluent or most recent agent response can dominate, even when it carries the weakest evidence.
Story 2 is published August 13 by TechStrong.ai. 5 AI validation patterns every enterprise engineering team should implement. Rajesh Kumar Rajasekaran Nair argues that conventional functional testing remains necessary, but cannot fully validate probabilistic AI systems.
That distinction is important. A deterministic API can still be tested for status codes, authorization, and business rules. But an AI feature also varies with prompts, retrieved data, model versions, and context. One passing response tells us very little about the distribution of future responses.
So do not give me 5 labels, Kai. Give me the architecture. Where does it start?
Start with ground truth. Representative inputs paired with verified outcomes, scored for factual correctness, completeness, citation accuracy, policy adherence, and hallucination frequency. Then, test consistency by repeating identical or semantically equivalent prompts and measuring response variability, semantic similarity, confidence stability, and business rule consistency. One asks, was this answer defensible? The other asks, does the system stay inside its behavioral envelope when the wording moves?
And when does that clean evaluation set become a trap?
When it becomes a museum. If it reflects last quarter's traffic, language, or policy, a stable score can conceal a changing product. It needs ownership, refresh triggers, segment coverage, and versioning. Consistency has its own trap. The same wrong answer 10 times is beautifully stable. Variance matters only alongside truth and policy metrics, with a stated range of acceptable behavior rather than a demand for identical pros.
The third pattern gets less polite. Incomplete requests, ambiguity, conflicting requirements, invalid data, malicious inputs, and prompt injection.
Good. Once an assistant can retrieve data or call tools, adversarial testing is not an exotic red team exercise. It is ordinary validation of what happens when intent is unclear, privileges are constrained, or an input tries to redirect the agent. Security and quality become the same conversation because both ask whether the system stays inside its authority.
Then confidence gates action. What could possibly go wrong?
Only the number being meaningless. The article's fourth pattern routes very high confidence to automation, a middle band to secondary validation, and low confidence to human review. That works only if confidence is calibrated against correctness, with reliability curves and segment-level error rates. Pattern 5 then keeps validating after deployment: drift, retrieval quality, response quality, and business impact. Pre-merge estimates and live populations must feed one another, not live on unrelated dashboards.
That makes a sequence more useful than add an LLM judge. Trusted examples, behavior envelopes, adversarial coverage, calibrated routing, and production feedback. But how do we know this framework reduces actual failures rather than producing a more sophisticated scorecard?
We do not. Not from this article. It proposes patterns, not comparative evidence. Teams need outcomes tied to them: escaped defect rate, human review load, false blocks, recovery time, and which production failures become new pre-deployment cases. Otherwise, a technically green build can remain behaviorally unsafe, while an impressive model response can still violate a deterministic control. The durable asset is the conversion mechanism. A surprising live behavior becomes a reproducible ground truth case, adversarial scenario, policy check, or segment threshold, with an owner and a deadline. If the incident produces only a ticket, the validation system learned nothing.
There is the two-dimensional gate then. Deterministic software properties on one axis, probabilistic behavior across examples, variations, attacks, and live distributions on the other. You carried the mechanism, Kai. The opportunity is making those axes one release policy, instead of asking either side to lend credibility to the other. Story 3 comes from the Google Developers blog on August 11. Why Go is an ideal language for AI-assisted software engineering. Cameron Balahan and Richard Sirotor argue that AI shifts the bottleneck from writing code to reviewing, verifying, and maintaining it.
Nova, their central mechanism is verification ergonomics. Go provides one formatter, a fast compiler and static type system, built-in testing and fuzzing, dependency management, vulnerability tooling, a substantial standard library, and strong compatibility expectations.
That gives an agent a tight feedback loop. Formatting removes stylistic ambiguity. Compilation rejects unresolved names and invalid types. Tests execute known expectations. Fuzzing explores properties over many inputs. Vulnerability tooling checks relevant known risks. Google's broader point is that predictable structure helps both agents and human reviewers. When generated code follows common idioms in a standard tool chain, reviewers spend less energy decoding form and more energy examining behavior.
But those mechanisms prove different, bounded claims. Compilation proves language conformance, not business intent. A test proves an assertion over cases it reaches. Fuzzing explores a target and its properties. A vulnerability database sees known classes, not every security flaw. The article's example of iterative errors compounding from an initially strong result is a useful warning, but without a comparative production study, it is not a measured universal law.
So you are not ready to rewrite every service in Go?
Not remotely. A migration creates a huge new verification obligation. Replacing known behavior with generated code because the destination has cleaner tooling can increase risk faster than the compiler reduces it.
I do think it changes the rubric for new systems. Ask how quickly an agent receives deterministic feedback, how easily a reviewer connects that feedback to requested behavior, and how much platform folklore sits outside the tool chain. Every bespoke command, hidden convention, and flaky check is now friction in the verification loop.
Then compare stacks empirically. Give agents representative changes. Hold the model, task, and review policy constant. Measure time to a reviewable diff, failures caught before review, human review time, rework, dependency additions, and escaped defects. The agent wrote it faster is not the outcome. The team established the right claim sooner might be.
And every stack needs a visible rejection path. Format, compiler type check, targeted tests, wider regressions, dependency and security checks, then explicit tests for business boundaries the toolchain cannot infer. Platform consistency stops being housekeeping. It becomes part of how quickly generated work can earn trust.
Exactly. Deterministic tools should shrink the uncertainty surface, not declare the remaining surface safe. A strong automated floor lets reviewers concentrate on authorization, retries, data isolation, rollback, and whether the change solves the actual request. Those are the places fluent code can still be elegantly wrong.
Developer platforms will eventually publish agent verification latency alongside build time. How quickly a generated change receives trustworthy, structural, behavioral, security, and policy feedback, rather than how quickly the agent emits code.
That metric will still need a footnote the size of a compiler manual, and probably a calibration appendix nobody reads.
Put the three stories together and a pattern emerges. GitHub moves specialist evidence into the work thread. TechStrong expands validation across probabilistic behavior and production drift. Google argues for deterministic rails that make generated code easier to reject, review, and maintain. Every claim also needs a freshness rule. Yesterday's incident status or last month's ground truth set cannot silently support today's merge.
The common mistake would be compressing all of that into one confidence score. A safety verdict is not a magic number. It is a portfolio of bounded claims: product intent, code structure, behavioral checks, supply chain risk, rollout control, and current production conditions. It also needs an ownership rule. Agents can gather and evaluate evidence, but someone must define acceptable thresholds, resolve conflicting signals, and decide which failures block, degrade, or route to a human.
So the future of validation is not simply more tests. It is an evidence architecture that follows a change from idea to production, mixing deterministic proof points with calibrated estimates and live feedback. My prediction for the week: the next major developer platform interface will be an evidence ledger that humans and agents can inspect, challenge, and replay before work advances.
With one non-negotiable property: each green signal must say what it actually established and what remains unknown. That is how velocity becomes defensible rather than merely impressive. And the quality metric will be fewer unjustified transitions, fewer moments when work moved forward because a fluent system sounded certain without producing the evidence its claim required.
Kai, that is the standard. Move fast, but make every green light answerable to evidence.
That is our show. Ask what the evidence proves. Ask when it was produced, and ask what would falsify it.
The cold came fast like a summer storm, but a green light needs a grounded form. Name the claim and trace the line. Fresh evidence at decision time. Show your work before you roll. Every signal, every goal. Move with speed, learn to trust. Proof before velocity is a must. From the pull request to production night, keep the limits in the light. Show your work before you roll. Every signal, every goal. Move at speed, learn to trust. Proof before velocity is a must.